This is Akashwani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a post-budget webinar on employment via video conferencing today. The key themes of this webinar include investing in people, the economy and the innovation. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on this occasion. The webinar will foster the collaboration among the government, industry, the academia, the citizens, encouraging the discussions to help translate the transformative budget announcements into the effective outcomes. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency and inclusive growth over the past 10 years. He was addressing in a post-budget webinar yesterday held on MSME as the engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy emissions, regulatory investment and the ease of doing business reforms. Mr. Modi assured that the government is working with a vision of self-reliant India and accelerated the pace of reforms. The Prime Minister pointed out that a stable policy and a good business development are pivotal for development.
हम simplified income tax की व्यवस्था लेकर आए, हम जनविश्वास 2.0 बिल पर काम कर रहे हैं, non-financial sector के regulations को review करने के लिए एक कमेटी का गठन का भी निर्णय हुआ है. हमारा प्रयास है कि इन्हें मॉडर्न, फ्लेक्सिबल, पीपल फ्रेंडली और ट्रस्ट बेस्ड बनाया जा सके.
The President Prabhu Tripathi Murmu has said that the national goal is to make India a developed country before the end of the first half of the century. In her concluding remarks of the two-day visitors' conference at the Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the President said to achieve this goal, all stakeholders of the educational institutions and the students have to move forward with this global mindset. In another function at Rashtrapati Bhavan, addressing the officer trainees of the Indian Revenue Service yesterday, the President emphasized that the development of the sustainable and inclusive resources must be managed with the efficiency and fairness. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. Ajay Jaishankar, called upon the United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer at 10 Downing Street in London, where they discussed taking forward bilateral economic cooperation and enhancing people-to-people exchanges. Following this meeting, Dr. Jaishankar shared a social media expressing his delight in meeting Prime Minister Starmer and conveying the warm greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Dr. Jaishankar also mentioned that the PM Starmer shared this UK's perspective on the Ukraine conflict. Later, Dr. Jaishankar met with the British counterpart, Foreign Secretary David Lammy. The Princess Astrid of Belgium met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, the PM thanked the Belgian princess's initiative to lead a 300-member economic mission to India. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to unlock the limitless opportunities of the countrymen of both the nations through a new partnerships. Union Minister of Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnaw also met with this Belgian delegation led by the Princess Astrid of Belgium in New Delhi and discussed the collaboration in clean technology, defense and electronics, among others. The fourth India-Vietnam Policy Planning Dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday. The dialogue enabled both sides to share their views on various regional and global issues, including the recent developments of the Indo-Pacific, functioning the multilateral institutions and development priorities of the Global South. China and Canada have moved swiftly to retaliate against the newly imposed U.S. tariffs, announcing their own levied on American goods that could further disrupt the U.S. states' trade with its top three trading partners. In men's cricket, India stormed into the final of ICC Champions Trophy, defeating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai last evening. Chasing a target of 265, the men in blue successfully overhauled the total, scoring 267 for 6 in 48.1 overs in the first semi-final. Virat Kohli, who top-scored with 84 of 98 balls, was named the player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.